You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another epic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is a different kind of an episode, one that we're so excited to talk about.
It may not sound like we're super excited, it's because we're exhausted.
But it's true.
After running an event, and I've had people at my house for almost a week now, it has been crazy.
But well worth the craziness.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Wouldn't change a single thing.
Well, I'd like
other
to,
than the things that we want to improve upon.
Yeah, I was going to say there are things that we definitely want to do. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Drone You fly-in. It happened at the Albuquerque Academy this weekend. Made the news.
First ever.
Made the news. It was a blast. I can't even believe how many pilots we got to meet and how cool everyone was. It really did, as one of their pilots said, feel like a big family. It was awesome.
Totally did. And I just love the way, this is not meant to be a pat on our own backs, but just the way it started off with the mixer and just the ability or the opportunity to hang out with people in a casual setting and just get to know people, because there's some really cool folks in the community, cool folks that made it out. It was a lot of fun.
Very true.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a blast. I mean, I can't even begin to say thank you to everyone. Vic, Doug, Ilker, the whole film crew.
Oh man, we gotta go through everybody, right?
Ed, Sam. Yeah, Paul Bond. Let's
TJ,
go down the list.
TJ Skinner.
Here.
Where are we gonna start?
I gotta go each exercise.
Start at obstacle course.
So thank you, John Elliott, for running the obstacle course with TJ. Thank you, Kevin Letter and Paul Bond, for running real estate videography. Thank you, Peter from DJI, for running the subject tracking course.
Who went solo on a pretty complex exercise.
Oh yeah, and he didn't complain at all about
it. Oh no. He, in fact, at lunchtime, he's like, we're not eating. I'm going to keep working with guys.
Yeah.
So he skipped lunch basically just to keep working with guys, which was awesome.
So awesome. Thank you, Doug Lafarge, for running the investigative droning exercise. When I saw an M600 go up for that, I was all, oh, someone brought their Zoom camera.
Yeah. No fair.
Yeah. When other people are flying Phantoms and Mavics, it was kind of funny. And then, you know, I was actually really surprised at the Fastwater River rescue. Exercise was as popular as it was.
People had a good time with that, and that can get so much better.
It sounded like your neighborhood bar, like, oh yeah, oh no.
It was a lot of guys rooting for each other on that one.
Yeah, it was awesome. And good job to Keenan Newton for running that.
Keenan and then Jason Flakes helped him out there. Vic helped him out a little bit,
but then
Jason came and flew in from Virginia.
Thank you to John McBride. Oh wow, John McBride and Spencer from Rocky Mountain Unmanned Systems just absolutely did such a killer job dual opping on the M600 to find quote unquote dead bodies and find barrels and figure out if there was water in the barrels or not.
Yeah.
You know, each exercise, Rob, was really supposed to showcase practical examples of what you would do in the field.
Right.
And I cannot believe how smoothly it went. And I really want to thank Amanda, our office manager, because really without her, it would not have looked nearly as well put on or well produced or well organized. And that was...
She was a lifesaver.
Oh, yeah.
She really was.
Oh, yeah. So...
Uh-oh.
No. I just want to post this picture of... I want to post this picture of just how many people we had. It was unreal to have that many pilots in those classes. They're huge. They're huge.
Huge. And that said, we want it to be even bigger. It's kind of a double-edged sword in that the group sizes were great.
Yeah.
Everybody got a lot of opportunity to fly. I think everybody, for the most part, I didn't hear anybody that didn't, but everybody had just enough time at each exercise to put in a little work, maybe get some instruction where needed, that kind of thing.
Totally.
So making it too much bigger, that's going to be a challenge, but we'll get there.
Yeah. Making it too much bigger will be a challenge, but luckily, you know, I think the Academy is going to have us back and we're going to be able to add some more exercises, because the only way we can grow it is if we add more exercises. And then we're going to be doing some other things with the fly-in. The fly-in will actually shift to be specific to certain things. I don't want to give out too much
information
because everyone and their mother copies what we do. So
it's all right.
Yeah, it is okay. It's flattery, right?
Exactly.
So
that's
we just have to copyright
about
it all and trademark or whatever. But which I know is already in the process. But that being said, I think the camaraderie is what people came for. And I mean, you see people, like, I'll just read some things that I'm seeing in here. What is it called? The Drone You Fly In group. Did Tim change it already? Drone You Fly In group.
I don't know if he did or not.
But either way, what I love is that people are saying, like, you know, I can't believe how much I learned from other pilots around me. I can't believe how much I learned. The business questions, the Q&A was amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, people were asking, where do you see the next verticals in the drone business? And it really comes down to, you know, we kind of all agreed that it comes down to being quality, super niche about what you can do. But at the end of the day, if you're not flying really well, you're not going to have a business in a few years.
Well, and if you're not thinking outside of what you're seeing other people do. So, for example, we had our friends Justin and his son Lane from Gunnison, and they shot a rodeo. I mean, who would have thought? That's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
I mean,
cool.
There's so many things that you can do because, and you know, even some questions that we get, people are starting to say, you know, it seems like the market's already getting saturated. If that's your perspective, I think that's dangerous.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be thinking of it in those terms because there's just so many new ways. And I love that discussion about new verticals because they are out there. You just got to figure out what they are.
Yeah, no, you do have to figure out where they are. And honestly, between the mixers and just everything that we did, it was like, you know, everyone really got a chance to hang out with people that are interested in the same thing. And I remember what TJ wrote on Facebook in the Drone U community, like, I have not learned that much or had that much fun in years. And I learned more in this last weekend than I will in the next 720 days.
He said specifically, if I may.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, because it's so good.
Okay.
He said, I learned in the last 72 hours more than I've learned in the last 720 days.
That's eloquent.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Very well said.
No, it really is. And I can't wait. And don't worry, if you miss the fly-in, we are in the middle of producing a show on it. So it'll be really cool for you guys to kind of see the challenges, the difficulty that people had, the crashes, because there were some epic crashes.
Yeah, some that brought a tear to my eye, some that were just fun, including yours in the obstacle course. But that was because it was about as aggressive as you can get.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool and fun, and everybody
just around the first obstacle. I made the second one. We're good.
It was pretty intense.
And the somersault by John McBride. I didn't know an Inspire 1 could do a somersault. All of these are in the group. If you're a member of the Drone U community, all of these videos are in the group. So you got to check them out. It was just unreal. I'm excited to do another one. When do you think we're going to do another one? I know we already had our post debriefing meeting and you kind of discussed this. What are you thinking?
Well, right now, honestly, we're thinking annually, but we're going to, I don't know, we need to talk about that. So I will say this, as you know, we've already started the planning process for the next one so that we can be more structured and organized and make it hopefully infinitely better.
Yeah.
Even though that's going to be hard to do.
True.
We're going to do that.
Also, just want to say congrats to the Drone U Elite pilots who are now official affiliates of Drone U, and they will be doing trainings nationwide. Very excited for that. In fact, there's some people that I'd like to say congratulations to.
While you're looking that up, we should also give a shout out to the Academy liaisons that we worked with. They were amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would ever listen to this, but Monty, JT, and Jane have all been fantastic. Monty and JT over the weekend.
Wow.
They were as a part of making this go as anybody, and we would have been screwed without them.
Oh, yeah, and thanks to ABC News, thanks to KOAT, thanks to Comcast for coming out and shooting it, thanks to the Daily Lobo, thanks to the Albuquerque Journal. All the press was awesome.
ProView Networks, right? Was Janessa?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good girl. She's with Comcast, so ProView Networks is a part of Comcast.
Gotcha, okay.
But, yeah, no, it was awesome. So congrats to Drone U Elite, Mr. Peter Disc, congratulations. We are going to invite Armando Martinez as a Drone U Elite for winning the subject tracking exercise.
Does he know that?
Oh, yeah, he knows that.
Okay.
Oh, don't you worry. He knows.
Well, no, because he was asking me. And so anyways, I'm excited to hear that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I told him very end. I was like, hey, I need to talk to you before you leave. And he was like, can we talk right now? And I'm like, and I'm just like, it's probably
Armando's
what you think
funny.
It's about, but we need to talk tomorrow. And then TJ was doing the same thing. So I invited TJ, TJ Skinner, congrats. Paul Bond, congrats. John Elliott, congrats. Keenan, congrats. Who am I missing? Doug, congrats. So all these people will be new instructors for DroneU, and they will also be paid affiliates. So very excited for that.
Kevin, but we've got
Kevin Lederer. Thank you. Paul Bond as well.
Yeah, you said Paul. So I think that's everybody for now.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like I'm missing one of the... Oh, Jay Lewis. I wanted Jay Lewis to be part of
this. Oh, he's a new one. He's one that came out of the fly-in.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And we thought that might happen.
True. I've got to talk to Jim to see where he is.
He came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Whoa.
That was because at the mixer, so, I got to tell you, Jim, if you're listening to this, you pulled one over the wool over our eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Talking about, I'm with all these great pilots and I'm new and I don't know how I'm going to do.
And then wins. So the overall points winner of the DroneU Fly-In. So this is the winner of all six exercises. They did overall the best in points. So think of it like there are essentially 250 points available. Or no, there were 300 points available and Jim had 282, right?
Yes, right. Yeah,
282 out of 300 points. So he did very, very well.
He did very well. And I think I remember somebody talking about the obstacle course when he showed up and just blew all the existing times at that point away. Of course, Justin Lane came later.
Yeah.
But everybody was just blown away by what he did there. Probably again because he was saying, I'm not going to do very well.
I can't do this.
No, we're giving you a hard time and proud of you.
Definitely. Guys, that was a blast. I mean, so much fun. Do you think everyone enjoyed the race between me and John McBride too? And then we added Lane. We added students. We're like, look, if you guys think that you're faster than us and you want to race us in this instructor race, you're more than welcome. So we set a pace time, right? So the pace time at the obstacle course was 36 seconds. Lane and his dad blew it away. They were like 31 seconds, 30 seconds.
33 and 30, yep.
There you go. So they wanted to come out and fly it. We let them fly it. John McBride and I crashed two times out of the three that we got. So we were both having some fun with that. And then John McBride set a pace time of 24 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then I set a pace time of 23 seconds.
And then drum roll.
And then Lane came in and swooped both of us at 21 seconds. And it was smart because he just didn't blow out the corners. Yeah. When he was hitting the figure eight, he was anticipating the turns, putting inches between him and those flags. So
he's a good pilot.
He deserves it. And he was so really ecstatic.
Dude. Yeah. He's just a good kid.
Yeah.
He's a really good kid.
I think a lot of people came out of this just so happy.
I did. I mean, I was, you know, busy and running around doing stuff. But when I had an opportunity to talk to the pilots and all the DroneU members, it was so amazing to meet you guys. And I cannot wait to talk to everybody again. It was awesome. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm just so, so excited. I'm excited to do it again. In fact, I'm overwhelmed with joy. I don't even know what to say. Like, there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
And we're excited for the next one. We may have a fly-in specific to public safety and for everyone who's in EMS. In fact, I need to talk to Buzz. I need to call Buzz now that the fly-in is over, now that my mind is clearing out, like the clouds are moving away, I can see the sun again.
I can see clearly now.
Is that what you're saying?
Stick to your day job, Rob.
Well, I wouldn't even be doing this if I stuck to my day job.
Oh, wow. Well, back to the bean counting.
That's right.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for coming. It was such a blast. On the YouTube channel, we will be releasing the first episode. It's probably going to take like 6 weeks, maybe even 2 months to get it out. But once we get them out, they'll be flying out. Thank you again so much for coming. We're so happy that we could essentially, as someone else said, change the way drone education is completed. And that made my heart happy, especially what someone else said. Paul, the future of drone education just happened, and you did it.
Or the future of, drone conferences, if nothing else as well, where you actually get to fly.
Yeah, just so very excited cool. about that. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And thank you for all that attended, and I can't wait to see you guys again, and I can't wait to see everyone else who attends in the future. Remember, that is only open to DroneU members, and if you're not a member, you can check out all of our content for free. Just go to thedroneU.com and check it out. That's going to do it for us. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone Youth.